down here.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel?
Good.
In this rainy weather.
Well, cool. That, you know what? We're going to go inside and dry off and play some rock music, man. Play some Lynyrd Skynyrd stuff. So we'll have a good time.
You got wet or?
I'm sorry?
You got wet?
Just a while ago. I was a little wet, yeah. Yeah.
How's the tour going so far?
Good, good, good. We've been to, where have we been at? We've been to the UK.
We started in the UK and...
We've been to Scotland, England. We're going to Italy tomorrow here in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got to play in the...
Sweden Rock Fest?
Sweden Rock Festival, yeah. Which was very cool. So,
yeah, that was bad.
Facebook
yeah.
Site.
Yeah, we met our buddies, Bad Company, yeah, there, and hung out with them. And so we had a good time there. But been very... Very good for us so far.
Yeah.
Molly Hatchet was supposed to support you, European leg. Why did that happen?
I don't know what the heck happened. We've been wondering the same thing.
Really? Well, I do know that they just played a gig over last weekend in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nobody knows what happened.
Okay. Yeah, no. We don't know.
Yeah, they're supposed to be here. We don't know.
Yeah. We were kind of confused on that, too. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah.
We thought you'd know.
Yeah.
No?
We're here.
Yeah, we're here.
You were often in contact with them?
We know all the guys in the band.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Ingram actually lives near me in Jacksonville, so, yeah. Yeah, but I haven't heard anything or nothing. Of course, we've been over here, so.
Yeah.
Maybe when I get home, I'll find out what happened.
You have a new bass player?
Yes, this guy's terrible.
Johnny's really bad, man. No, he's a great guy, Johnny Colt. He was with Black Crowes and played with Trey a little bit. And he's played all over, and he's a good guy. We get along with him well.
Yeah, he fits in great with us. Mm-hmm. You'll see tonight.
He's a good player.
He plays like Leon used to, really hard, and kind of learned a few of the tricks Leon used, and it's really interesting. So.
What made him your first choice over?
Well, actually, Ricky's girlfriend mentions him, and we just checked him out, you know, and got introduced to him.
Yeah, we asked him to come to Nashville and basically play a few songs with us, and it just worked out. Yeah.
Are there certain criteria to fit in the Lynyrd Skynyrd family?
Well, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
I think that you got to have that right persona, you know, to really kind of mold in, because we're so used to each other, you know. Yeah. And when somebody comes in, you know, it's a challenge to him. But he came in and he just kind of made himself, you know, his presence, you know, came into us. Mm-hmm. And he fit really well right off the bat.
That's why he fit. He's his own man, you know. Yeah. And it's like, take it or leave it. This is what I got to offer.
Yeah.
We liked it. So.
Yeah.
Did you play on the new album?
No.
It was done. Right when we met him, we were just finishing up. Mixing in. Mm-hmm.
So it's still Robert on the record? Someone else?
What album?
It's still Robert.
Robert didn't play on the album either.
This guy in Nashville,
Mike Brigdadella.
What happened was Robert left right before we were doing the record.
Oh.
And so we got a guy named Mike Brignardello who played with the group Giant.
He's
a great bass player. So we had him to come in and do the work, and he did a phenomenal job. He did a great job.
Real tasty bass player and a real great guy, good guy, you know. But this guy we got is really good too. He could do it, but we'll see.
Why did you choose Bob Mallette again?
He's great. We worked with Bob on the God and Guns album. Mm-hmm. Bob's fantastic.
He's just a good guy, knows it all. He's been in the business a long time, like us.
That's you.
We got a lot of old stories, and he got a lot of old stories, so. We go back a long way, you know, and he's been producing for a long time.
And he, you know, he has a heavier edge to his producing, too, which we like that. You know, we met him through John 5. Mm-hmm. So, you know, John 5 said, hey, you ought to check out this guy, Bob Mallette.
Yeah.
And I think John told you, did he? Yeah, mm-hmm. About him. And Ricky kind of said, hey, Gary and Johnny, what about this guy, Bob Mallette?
We listened to what he'd done a little bit.
Yeah.
John sent us some... stuff, you know, for the three of us to listen to, mm-hmm. and it was a song that we had written with John. Mm-hmm. And John took it back to L.A. and did demos on it and sent it to us. And I asked John, I said, who did that? And he goes, the guy I work with all the time, Bob Marlette. And I sent it to Johnny, and, you know, Gary heard it, and it just fell together that way. It just happened to work.
Yeah, nowadays everything's computer and recording's different, even in Nashville. So he's really good with that kind of recording.
But this new album, we went back to Blackbird Studios there in Nashville where we did God and Guns. And, you know, we had lost Billy and Ian on the God and Guns album. You know, they passed away, and we all got that together this time. We said, hey, let's laugh. All of our health's good. Let's laugh. Let's make a great record.
We laughed. It was fun. We had a bunch of jokes going on. And
yeah. So, you know, it's music's supposed to be fun, too. You know? Not supposed to be really work. Yeah.
What I wonder is, after all these years, like you say, like you're in the business as long as Bob, why didn't you produce the album yourself?
Well, we could. I guess we could have. But it's fun to bounce stuff off somebody because we're always together a lot, writing and rehearsal. Sometimes you want to hear somebody.
Yeah, Bob fits in well with us.
Constructive criticism, you know.
And I think that you get real close to the material to where you can't be objective a lot of times, you know?
Yeah.
Where you can't be objective about the way, the direction that it's going and stuff. And that's where you need somebody to bring it all together and offer up ideas and suggestions, you know, to make it happen.
He's also a great, great keyboard, piano player, and he plays guitar and plays bass and plays, you know. And so he can really talk to each person doing stuff. He's a good engineer. He can do it all.
Yeah.
Speaking of John Five, you worked with him, with Kid Rock, with Rob Zombie. Mm-hmm. Are there any guest musicians on the new album?
Well, there's this cat named Jerry Douglas that plays lap steel and dobro. And he's just one of the best in Nashville, and it's a pleasure to hear. He plays on a song called Mississippi Blood. That it's just outrageous stuff he plays on.
Yeah,
really the only person we got.
We had just us, you know.
Yeah, we just did it alone.
There are a lot of you.
Yeah,
a lot of us. Yeah, but we kind of did it fun. We all got our own part and went out there and put down the track all together. And then if you had any mistakes, you could fix it, or just a little overdubbing vocal and lead guitars, and we were
kind of old school.
Yeah. I like the title track.
Are
we playing some new songs tonight?
Not tonight. We we're so new. We just done this record in February, March.
Okay.
So we've been out touring and we've been mixing it up till we came right over here. We actually finally got the mastered CD as we were coming over to Europe, so
it's
so
done.
New that we haven't had a chance, and we've been getting it. We've been playing every night, you know.
We hadn't even seen the package, the cover. I mean, we've seen it, but we hadn't got a record to look at or CD yet ourselves.
So it's so new, you know. But we'll come back over and play some new stuff.
Oh yeah,
next time.
Hope it comes soon, or next year, or later. Anytime.
Oh yeah.
There were some discussions in Germany, especially about your last album, Gods and Guns. How do you feel about these discussions about the lyrics of Gods and Guns?
Well, we believe in God above, and we believe in taking care of ourselves.
What did they say?
Yeah. So, you know, we liked it, and that's what we do, you know. We like what we do. And Ricky's got a saying, in America, if somebody comes in your house, you want to be able to defend your family. At 4 in the morning, you break into your home. You know, so we don't think everybody should have a handgun. Surely not. Because there's a lot of idiots, you know, that shouldn't even own a gun. But, you know, but for hunters, people that hunt, people that want to protect their families, I think they should be able to. And that's what our country was built on, was God and guns, you know.
But do you feel misunderstood in Germany, or sometimes?
I think that people look at us sometimes, you know, and think that we're pretty hard-lined as far as, like, you know, religion and weapons and all that stuff. And I think that that's wrong. I think that the three of us right here, you know, are family guys, you know, and like Johnny's got a big family. He's got a big family. The deal is, all we're doing is like the God and Guns thing to me represented whatever you believe in. Okay? We happen to believe in a certain thing. For you, you might believe in something totally different. But that is your God and your guns, okay? And I mean, that's what it comes down to. I just happen to believe that if a guy coming over at 4 o'clock in the morning breaks your door down, he ain't there to have coffee with you, my friend. You know what I mean? So that's the way I believe, and these guys do too, you know? But I do think sometimes we're a little bit misunderstood, you know?
We live apart from everybody. Everybody doesn't live real close together. So you got a woods all around you. You don't want somebody to sneak up and come in with that. There's nobody, no police to call. Nobody to call. You're on your own.
Yeah.
So you got to protect yourself, you know?
Protect your family.
There's one song on the last album, That Ain't My America, where you sing about what's going on back then, and like the $100 tank of gas. Mm-hmm. Has things gotten worse, or is it on a good way now?
It's on if you're on a four-wheel drive. It's a lot worse.
Actually, we were just meaning the way it's looked at or perceived in the way when we were growing up in our America. It wasn't like that. Everything wasn't for money and politics and stuff. We don't know that much about politics. We just believe what we believe, you know. We don't really talk about it that much, but I don't know.
I think that he's right, though. I think that we, you know, we have a set of values that we love in our country, you know. Our country is just somehow has gotten into this thing where it's slowly kind of changing around to something that we perceive, that we look at, is going down the wrong road. I think it is. And, you know, that ain't our kind of America, you know what I mean? And we lived in a magical time, the three of us did. Yeah. I know he and I, you know, I came up through the late 50s, the 60s, into the 70s, and that was magical years back then, man.
Great.
For music and for, you know, people and so forth and so on, you know, and it's nowhere near that reflective of it now, you know.
Do you do some personal contribution to make things better?
Sure, we do.
Oh, yeah.
We do a lot of stuff
in contrary to what's going on.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for one, our vote. We're in an election year. Yeah.
We try to play for the soldiers and see if, because we think they're responsible for
freedom to live
and
do
what we do in America. So, so we try to help the soldiers and do some benefit gigs for them and donated some money with Sean Hannity and some people just trying to do good by our troops.
And doing good for our country.
Yeah.
On the new album, There's Something to Live For. Is this a sequel of
The Name My America? Yeah.
Well, not really a sequel.
Well, it takes a little bit about the voting thing in there, yeah. So, but it's just saying about, hey, you know what? Give us something to live for. Give us something to hold on to. I think that's going on here in Europe too. You know, we all need something. We all need help. You know, we're all in this together. You know. Unfortunately, I guess we're all tied together in a lot of ways that maybe us as common people, we don't even know, you know?
I mean, at a time really where everybody should pull together and make it better, seems like everybody's pulling apart, you know, for their own gain, you know? Yeah. And that's what the sad part about it all is. I mean, here we are, we come from different parts of the world, all five of us, but yet we're sitting here having a civil conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not everybody can do that. And I don't understand all that stuff, you know?
Divide people and you can control it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we love, you know what, we play for people every night in America and here. And people really just want to have fun and listen to music and
that's
live
what I say
life.
About Skinner fans.
Yeah,
I say,
man.
Hey, no matter whether you're from Switzerland or from New York City, if you're a Skinner fan, you're all the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Something totally different. You've got the control system to control your business partners. I heard something. Or your
What is it now?
A control system. You've got a system. To control your business partners. Or you know you have some control of what.
Do we have control?
Yeah.
Well, in the music business now. From downloading and the internet and everything, the music business has totally changed now, you know. It's different. So.
But now we have control of where we go and what we do, yeah.
How do you control?
Well, we have managers.
With a big hammer?
Comes to it. Yeah, with a big hammer. Bam!
Guns?
Guns! Hey! Get out of the way!
We have a lot of help there. We got managers and agents.
Yeah,
and
you know, and they come to us. They say, hey, we have this, we have that.
Yeah.
You guys want to do it, you know?
Because it's all business now. The nowadays, if you're not business oriented or thinking that way, you get screwed. I mean, just that.
So many young bands go, oh, I just want to play music. Yeah. And the next day they know they're hungry.
Broke.
Broke. You know, so, yeah.
Your last message for your Swiss fans?
Well,
like a statement for Swiss fans?
Yeah, no.
We
the
love
album's,
this place.
Yeah, the album's coming out real soon. We look forward to coming back. And, you know, hopefully you dig the album as much as we do.
Yeah, and you can we'll be back any time that we're invited. We'd love to come, you know.
It's a beautiful country, you know. Switzerland, they got a beautiful country here. I mean, it really is. And we enjoy ourselves when we come over, you know.
Great
we love the fans.
Good-looking women.
Can we do a station ID?
Sure.
Go for it, John.
These are pretty cool. They're like microphone, old-timey microphones. He sings through this one.
This is the station, Rock Station.
Rock Station?
Yeah.
So what do you want us to say? Hey, I'm Johnny Van Zandt, Ricky Medlock, Gary Rosington. You're listening to Rock Station.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, this is Leonard Skinner, Gary Rosington,
Ricky Medlock,
and Johnny Van Zandt. You're listening to Rock Station.